Okay.
Good morning. I'd like to call the April 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. We'll deviate slightly from our normal invocation process this morning. What I would like to do is to stand and observe a moment of silence for those victims and their families that suffered such terrible and tragic loss at Virginia Tech last week. And after that, I'd like to ask Sergeant Marina Libro to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Would you please stand? Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and again, good morning. I'd like to welcome you all to the April 2007 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. We have a very aggressive agenda this month, as we normally do. I can assure you that if you're here on any matter and you wish to be heard, you will be heard. While this is not a court of law, it is a quasi-judicial body in which the decisions of this commission are appealable to the circuit court. Therefore, certain rules that apply in court are also applicable here, such as the fact that you will be asked to state your name, who you represent, and you'll be placed under oath at the time you provide your testimony. With that, and with that, you have the agenda at the present time. Are there any corrections or deletions to the agenda from staff? Mr. Grab, anything from Habitat?
We would just like to postpone item 14 to next month.
I don't think you'll get any objection from the commission on that one. Thank you, Mr. Grab. Anything else from staff? I think Mr. Travel stated it indicated to me. Have we removed the pound net issue from this agenda? Okay. That'll be fine. Thank you. Let me go ahead and go through these real fast. You've had the minutes from the previous meeting. Regular meeting. Are there any corrections or deletions? If not, the chair will entertain a motion on the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the minutes as presented.
Motion second. Made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
No.
Aye. Any opposed? Now, we have minutes that need to be approved from the special meeting, and also Mr. Holland and Mr. Bowden will be coming shortly. They're tied up in traffic. Mr. McCluskey is absent. The minutes from the special meeting, there were five of us present. Mr. McCluskey was one of the five that was present. Therefore, in order to have a quorum to vote, we will need Mr. McCluskey's vote on those special minutes. So, Kathy, what I'd like to do is defer the vote on that special meeting until next month, if we could. Okay? Just so we're clear on that.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Robbins.
Are you prepared for a motion for approval of the agenda as amended?
I am.
I would offer a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Second.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Robbins. I think what we'll do is we'll swear staff in at the present time and members of BIMS. Do each of you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Mr. Grab, item two, permits, page two items.
Mr. Roman, members of the commission, good morning. We have 12 page two items, as the agenda indicates. These are those projects which are in excess of $50,000 in cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review process and for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. I'll briefly try to summarize the items. 2A Cherrystone Campground actually wants to remove and construct three replacement piers that will be 330, 404, and 260 feet in length, all 6 feet wide, and they'll each possess 20 by 40 foot T-heads at their facility. The northern pier will be used for mooring of rental and registered guest boats. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $19,854 for the encroachment of those piers at the rate of $1.50 per square foot. 2B, County of Franklin's requesting authorization to construct a 12-foot by 80-foot clear span bridge over the Pig River. 2C, Metro Machines requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 21,000 cubic yards of material to restore maximum depths of minus 59 feet at their facility at the confluence of the eastern and southern branches of the Elizabeth River. Because it's maintenance dredging, there is no royalty recommendation. 2D, Department of Conservation and Recreation is requesting authorization to maintenance dredge 1,650 cubic yards of material, which will restore maximum depths of minus 6 feet at the York River State Park Croker Landing boat ramp in James City County. 2E, Dominion Transmissions requesting authorization to install 50 feet of a 30-inch diameter natural gas pipeline 3 feet below Tuscarora Creek in Loudoun County. We're recommending a royalty of $150 for that encroachment of $3 per linear foot. Newport News Shipbuilding and Dry Dock Corporation, 2F, requesting a modification to a previously issued permit, which will allow them to dredge 18,942 cubic yards of material in the vicinity of the previously existing Pier 4. This will provide maximum depths of minus 25 feet. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $8,523.90 for that dredging, since it is new at 45 cents a cubic yard. We're also recommending that the shipyard be required to mitigate for the impact to the clams at the ratio which the commission has adopted in the James River of 1.33 to 1. The impact is estimated to be 4,675 clams, so the recommended mitigation would be 6,217 clams within 1 year of the dredging. This mitigation effort would be coordinated with our fishery staff, and in the past they've used the Middle Ground Light Clam Sanctuary. 2G, Appalachian Powers requesting authorization to dredge 2,000 cubic yards of material, actually from 260 by 110-foot areas, to create and maintain controlling depths which will range between minus 6 and minus 18 feet. This is adjacent to the Glen Lynn Plant's intake screen forebay in the New River in Giles County. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $900 for that new dredging at 45 cents per cubic yard. 2H, Farrell Williams et al. Is requesting authorization to install 462 feet of fiberglass bulkhead, maximum of 2 feet channelward of a deteriorating aluminum bulkhead at his property along Long Creek in Virginia Beach. In this case, we are recommending a royalty in the amount of $760, which would be assessed at a rate of $1 per square foot for the filling of that state-owned submerged land. 2I, Christ Church Schools, Diocese of Virginia, requesting authorization to construct a 325-foot-long pier with a 96-by-18-foot pierhead, a 16-by-8-foot testing platform, and 2 uncovered boat lifts at their property along the Rappahannock River in Middlesex. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $4,112 for that encroachment at $1 per square foot. 2J, Lewis R. Little, requesting authorization to construct a 34-by-35-foot open-sided dual-slip boathouse adjacent to his property along the Pagan River in Smithfield. 2K Rivermont Associates, LLC, is requesting authorization for multiple road crossings of Johnson's Creek and associated unnamed tributaries in conjunction with the residential and commercial development in Chesterfield County. This is in a non-tidal area, so it does not require a wetlands permit. But we are recommending our standard in-stream permit conditions at the time of year between February 15th and June 30th for anadromous species. We are recommending, in this case, a royalty of $2,310 for that encroachment at $1.50 per square foot. And finally, 2L, Richmond Region 2007, is actually requesting authorization to add an additional 140 linear feet to a previously authorized floating causeway. Total length will now be 640 feet. This will be used to support the vessels Godspeed, Schooner Virginia, Calmore Nickel, Lady Maryland, and the Pride of Baltimore in the upcoming Jamestown 2007 celebration. So with that, our members of my staff will be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Grab. Any questions from Commissioner Grab? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is anyone here pro or con on the matters that are before the commission, page two items? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the page two items as presented by staff.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Schick. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. I don't believe there is, according to our legal counsel, a need for item three. Item number four, the United States Army presenting an award to Commissioner Bowman for agency's work with reserves. Sergeant Marino and Lieutenant Colonel Hintz, if you come forward.